the crack of the bat, it's time for another episode of Take Me Out to the Squirrel Game. I'm Jason Gore, and now welcome the reigning MVP of punchlines, Gary the Squirrel.
At the old squirrel game, all right. Yeah, what's up? How's it going? Welcome to the squirrel game. Take me, no wait, what's it called?
Take me out to the squirrel game.
Take me out to the squirrel game. My baseball show. Very exciting. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Why don't you come in? My announcer, Jason Gore.
Hi, Gary.
Hearing you talk, It's like getting hit by a pitch.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, he's supposed to play organ. Move it.
Here.
Move it. Get off there. Get another chair.
Hold on.
And my organist. My band director, Josh Cantor.
What's happening, Gary? It's good to see you again.
Yeah, what's up? Take me out to the squirrel game. Take me out to the crow. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it sucks. But it's one, two, three. Strikes you out at the old squirrel game. Yeah. Josh Cantor. Yeah, you're talking that one.
How's it going,
Not
Gary?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. It's been a while since we've met.
What part of not yet? Did you understand?
All right. Yeah, Here we go.
Josh, can you talk in that mic? Wait, that one doesn't work?
No, Pat pulled that for the keyboard.
Ay, ay, ay. Maroon. That's all right. Thank you, Pat, for all your hard work. No, don't worry about it. We're good. They'll share a mic. How are you, Pat?
Good. How are you, Gary?
Eh.
Yeah. You look good.
Thanks. So, Josh Cantor, I call him appendix. Do you know why? It's the organ you don't need. Get it?
I thought I had heard every organ joke in the
book. Get it? Appendix. It's the organ you don't need.
It's a good one.
Thanks. So my first guest, you know him. He's a famous calendar maker. At apmike.bandcamp.com. And he's a big baseball fan. We're here to talk baseball. The old American classic. AP Mike, welcome. So we got a good baseball panel here. Jason Gore. Josh Cantor. AP Mike. Oh, boy. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You root for the Mets, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is a good question. Do you root for the Mets because you're a loser?
Yes.
Or are you a loser because you root for the Mets?
Yes. Yes to both of those. I see you're still working out of that joke book. You haven't exhausted that thing yet? Is that where you got that organ joke?
I don't want to say the Mets are terrible, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it's spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Nemo was asked the size of his cap. He said, I don't know. I'm not in shape yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, I don't want to say that the Mets are terrible, right? But their hitters are so bad they can strike out on two pitches. Get it? Give me some. Thank you.
You need that organ here every time.
Yeah.
It helps. Somewhat.
Yeah. Look, Mike.
Okay, turn the page. What page are we on now? I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid, or I'm so cheap. Which is it going to be? It's one or the other, right? Flip a coin. Come on.
Baseball
come on,
joke.
Gary. Oh, baseball joke. They have a category for baseball?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's nice.
One of the Mets, I think it was Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
Passed a burning building.
Uh-huh.
A woman stood in the window on the second floor with a baby in her arms. And then Jason shouted at her and dropped the baby.
Jacob.
Jacob DeGrom. He shouted at her to drop the baby, and she did, and he caught the infant. Then he whirled around and threw it to first base.
That joke makes no sense at all. Was the burning building in the middle of the baseball field? Okay. Give me your next one. Next up, batter up.
The Mets.
I'm having a hard time with this.
The Mets are so poor that the players don't even have numbers. They have fractions.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Bad one. Oh, boy.
It's one after another. Did you read them before the show, or are you just reading them as we go along?
Jacob DeGrom wore number 8 because it was 3 points higher than his batting average.
Well, oh, he's a pitcher. Yeah, he doesn't have a high batting average.
Yeah. Now, who's like the big hitter on the Mets?
Well, Cespedes.
Oh, did you hear about Cespedes? He struck out so many times in Little League that his father traded him. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Get it? Josh.
Gary.
You can give me a little business on the keyboard on these jokes.
It wouldn't kill you.
It's
tough. It's not in my nature to, you know, to sort of pile on with the insults.
Feel free.
Did you hear about Brandon Nemo? Sinus trouble kept him from playing pro baseball. No one wanted to sign us. Him. Oh, boy. I got to get my money back in this joke book.
What year was that printed? I'm just curious. The copyright on that. I'd say 1963.
19? I think it might have been 1800.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
89!
Okay. So it's, yeah.
Yeah! Brandon Nemo once got 2 hits in a row. The ball was sent out for drug analysis! Come on! Oh boy, but seriously. Now you play for the Red Sox. I mean the organ for the Red Sox.
Play
right?
Organ for the Red Sox, yeah.
Yeah. Bad news with the Red Sox.
Uh oh.
They're in real trouble this year.
Yeah.
This afternoon, the pitching machine threw a no-hitter. Come on! Give me some!
I can't belittle my own squad.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Hey, Mike!
Yeah?
Did you hear about at the Chase, what stadium
City
is it?
Field. City Field? Yeah.
A vendor at City Field got fired.
Mm-hmm.
They found him heating the Franks. I don't know what that means, but it's in the joke book.
Well, the food generally isn't that good, but at City Field it's supposedly very good.
Oh, yeah. Shake Shack. Shake Shack. Oh, everybody got to go to Shake Shack. Never heard of big... Oh, did you go to Shake Shack? No, I didn't get to go to Shake Shack. The line for Shake Shack, 4.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Here's a big mystery. You get a shake.
You get a hamburger.
The best part of it is, though, you go to Shake Shack means you don't have to watch the Mets. That's why it's so popular.
Yeah.
That's why it's so... Come on, give me some on that one, Josh.
It's too cruel. I can't do it, Gary. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people rushing the stadium to go to the Shake Shack line.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no, please, you go ahead of me. The Mets are still playing. Now, Jacob DeGrom is a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
The other day, you know what happened to him? He raised a cup of water to his lips and missed. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, this joke book sucks. Let me just burn through a few of these.
Keep going. Maybe you'll find a good one.
The Mets have been in the cellar so long it's damp. That doesn't make sense. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is about the Red Sox, though. They just don't have the game down. One of the players slid into home plate last week, and that's when he was coming to bat! Thank you. Now tell us about your calendar, AP Mike.
calendar season is long gone, but I've just about sold out. If anybody wants them, they're officially collector's items now, so. And you do have, few months left. More than half a year.
Oh, yeah. And where do you get them? apmike.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Any plans for a 2020 calendar?
No, I'm trying to not repeat myself, so I'm trying to do something different, maybe.
Ooh, here's some jokes about bartenders.
Uh-oh, here we go.
A wino.
Yeah.
A wino. And this is from the joke book. If that's offensive, you take it up with Milton Berle's corpse. Get it?
Yeah.
A wino made a nuisance of himself, so the bartender picked him up and tossed him in the street. A minute later, he was back again. Again, the bartender heaved him out. This happened half a dozen times. Finally, the wino said, "Do you work in every joint on this block?"
I can see that happening in Bayonne. Yeah.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah, that could be
real.
Oh,
brother.
That could be real.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you hear about with the Mets what happened?
No.
Yeah, okay, that joke sucked. There's one minor league team that's so poor, they don't have a team bus. They have a team bike. Why would he think that was a joke?
Stunned silence.
Milton Berle. Uh-huh.
Are these the ones that didn't make the act?
Okay, here's a good one.
We keep waiting.
Jacob DeGrom is working on a new pitch. When he has it down pat, it'll reach the plate. Because he sucks, but he doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck. That's the problem.
That's the problem with these.
These jokes aren't working.
Logic's all wrong.
Yeah.
Who sucks on the Mets?
I don't know.
You know who? The fans!
Todd Frazier, he was a former Yankee.
When you go to Citi Field, sometimes you go and you're like, you're looking at the field and you're like, wait, never mind, forget that. That was stupid, too. Oh, did you hear that? Wait, tell me what this one means. I don't even know what some of these mean.
Two inside baseball?
One baseball player has just finished his first book. He will now try to read a second one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. It's a play, you know. You thought he wrote the book, but then it turns out.
All right, I'm going to get some other ones. Cheapness. Here we go. Yeah, AP Mike's so cheap, he once sprained his ankle emptying a tube of toothpaste.
That's a pretty good one. Mike's. I could see doing that, you know, like working over the thing.
Mike is
you
so
slip.
All right.
Slip and fall.
Mike is so cheap, he got run over by a liquor truck, and it was the first time the drinks were on him. Mike's so cheap, you know, and he doesn't feel well. He doesn't go to the doctor for x-rays. He goes to the airport.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. This book sucks. Get this out of here. So, Wilk, play the song now. Play the theme. Play my closing theme.
Oh, yeah. You want the same theme as before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you a little intro there.
No, dude, you're not sick. Say that. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Take Me Out to the Squirrel Game.
Squirrel! Squirrel!
With the reigning MVP of punchlines, Gary the Squirrel.
I want to thank my guest, Josh Cantor, AP Mike, and my announcer, Jason Gore. Coming up next, it's the post-game show with Pat Byrne. And be kind to each other.
Yeah, he just ran out of here.